Literature reveals that zombies are on the rise. By zombies, we mean zombie firms. These firms struggle for their survival due to insufficient profits and are completely relying on external financing. They are termed as a subset of distressed firms. However, the difference between zombie firms and distressed firms is that the zombie firms usually receive external financing from existing banking channels or government, and mostly at low interest rates, which is not the case with distressed firms. Zombie firms even succeed in getting external finances at interest rate lower than available to the top-rated firms. On the other hand, the awareness about the environment and social responsibility is also growing, and investing in this aspect is not only expensive, but pays off mostly in the long run. In this particular perspective, we deemed necessary to see how the zombies respond to the unwritten obligation of the firms, that is, the environmental and social responsibility. Our research highlights the association between zombie firms and their environmental and social responsibility performance. We used a global data set of listed firms from 49 countries to analyze this association. Not to our surprise, we find that zombies comparatively perform poorly on the environmental and social front. The lower ESR performance of zombie firms compared to non-zombies may be primarily due to two reasons, amongst others. First, zombie firms are heavily indebted and generate insufficient revenue to cover their interest expenses. Therefore, they have limited resources to invest in environmentally and socially responsible projects. Since these projects generate benefits in the long run, and zombie firms concentrate on short-term performance due to the lack of resources, they engage less in these projects. Second, zombie firms focus on survival, which typically depends on external support. Therefore, they engage less in ESR-related activities, probably due to lack of justification for such huge investments. We further highlight that eco-innovation, presence of sustainability committee, and industry nature improve on the environmental and social performance score. Further analysis reveals that zombie firms' ESR investment results in better financial performance. This analysis suggests that zombie firms may call for support from banks or governments to legitimize their existence by spending more on ESR. By doing so, they will not only sell their ESR sensitivity despite their low profits, but will also receive attention from the market, which could improve their financial performance. Our study gives policymakers an idea of the growing zombies in the economy and their behavior towards environmental and social aspects. It urges them to monitor the social and environmental aspects of these firms and encourage them to disclose transparently their engagement in ESR activities. The study also gives a heads up to the investors who want to invest in ESR-friendly projects. The findings are also useful for firm management about the changing landscape of the corporate world, with greater emphasis on sustainability and ESR initiative to improve financial performance and access to external financial support.